Belfast City Council has declared war on your bin lids. Letters have been sent to households warning if your bin is too full or the lid isn't closed, it won't be emptied. Health and safety is being blamed for the crackdown in an effort to stop bin men from getting hurt. Irish News reporter and environmental journalist John Manley is on the line. John, what do you think?
I'm not so sure about the rationale, Tara, behind limiting the waste, as in, you know, saying we're not going to empty it if the lid is open. I think that's been policy for a long time, as far as I'm aware, certainly at Down District Council, where I live. But maybe it is just a way of incentivising people to cut down on the amount of waste they use.
Yeah, I mean,
the waste they create.
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole thing, isn't it? It's just trying to get us to recycle more and put less into the bins that just go to landfill. So, is it not a good idea?
Yeah, it seems like a good idea to me. I just maybe they shouldn't be disguising it under some sort of health and safety guise, and just, you know, there seems to be a sort of adversarial approach to waste collection and different things, and they need to introduce more information and just incentivize people better.
But how do you do that? I mean, it always seems to be quite a big issue here. People get really quite annoyed about bins and emptying times, and talk about going to 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks, or into monthly instead of fortnightly. Do we just need to accept it, take it on the chin, and start to recycle and make the world a better place, as they always tell us?
Well, I can understand people's frustration, certainly with their council, and they see, you know, sort of flagrant waste at local government level, and they wonder why they are being burdened with this, the expense of this, when the money could be saved elsewhere. But I think it's all about changing behaviour, and even if we disregard the environmental consequences, which is I wouldn't recommend, but if we do, it's about saving money. Saving money on landfill tax and on fines for exceeding the amount of waste you're meant to put into the ground. And I just think people should be encouraged and educated better about how we can manage our waste.
But it does depend on how many people you have living in the house, doesn't it? Because it's all very well if there's just one or two of you, or maybe a small family, compared to somebody who has a lot of children, and that brings with it an awful lot more waste.
That's true. That's true. Now, I would say, Tara, we have an average household, two adults, two kids and a dog. And we can go for a month in emergency situations where I forget to put the bin out. We can go for a month without getting the bin emptied reasonably comfortably. But I appreciate there are other people that maybe produce a lot more waste. And I have particular concerns for those people who have young toddlers and use nappies, etc., etc. And there maybe should be special dispensations for them. But I just think, you know, people need to manage their waste better and think about what they're putting in the bin. You know, the amount of times I have to scold my wife, she would put in an empty milk carton, but wouldn't scrunch it up and, you know, want to get all the air out of it. Instead, we're just sitting with a blue bin that's full of air, really, you know, and just can be flattened down.
But also, you're quite tough. So making people scrunch stuff up to put it in the bin. Are you a green crusader, John? And you forget to put the bin out. That's where I'd crusade against you.
That's an entirely reasonable request.
It's an entirely reasonable request to remember to put the bin out.
Yes.
But you said you forget sometimes. But in all seriousness, are we? I mean, sometimes, you know, you talk to friends and family and, you know, work colleagues and all the rest of it. And sometimes, you know, you do hear people say that they really don't bother. They put bits and pieces into the blue bin, but, you know, they don't bother 9 times out of 10. They don't rinse the stuff. They don't squash it down like you would have them do. So do we still have a lot to learn?
Yes, clearly. Clearly, that's, you know, and I think just people need to take more responsibility for this, you know, rather than mouthing off. And also they should think about the input more rather than the output. And if you're generating too much waste, you should begin putting pressure on retailers and manufacturers and saying, excuse me, you're giving me these products and, you know, I'm having to dispose of the waste. The council's cracking down on me. Could you just minimize the amount of packaging that you're selling me with this product.
Yeah, that's a big issue. And Margaret from Belfast has called in. Margaret, what do you think?
Morning, Tara.
Morning.
Where the bins are concerned, the guy, the council guy that's talking there about the bins, if your bin's full, won't be emptied. Well, there's a lot of people who'll empty their bins and they'll put their rubbish in it and maybe two or three bags, make sure it's secure and tighten it up and things like that. But there's other lazy people who just don't bother. They just throw their rubbish everywhere and anywhere. They don't even tie a knot in their rubbish bag. So, I mean, what's good for one, it doesn't work for the other.
And so do you think, I mean, John obviously is a journalist, he's not from the council, but the council are the ones sending out the letters saying that we need to make sure that the bin is closed. Do you think they're right? Do you think that's fair enough that we all need to step up our game a little bit?
Well, we do, Tara, but at the end of the day, nobody pays any heed to it, especially the lazy ones.
And do you see that where you live? Would you notice that? What sort of things do you see? What's that based on?
Well, where I live, it's partially okay, but I mean, where other places are concerned, where I used to live and that, I mean, it's just a total call of laziness, put it like that. And you say to yourself, my God, when you see things like that, you say, what type of homes do people live in? What type of homes do they come from? And what is it? What is it the matter with them? It's just laziness.
John, do you agree with that? Do you think Margaret's got a fair point?
Yeah, there's certainly a degree of just people just could not be bothered. There's a chap I occasionally listen to on the radio, Tara, in the mornings, and he bangs on all the time about having to separate, you know, his waste and talks about dirt. But I never come across any dirt in the food that I consume and the waste that I create. You know?
I don't know who you mean, John. Who could you possibly mean by that? Listen, thanks for talking to us this morning, and Margaret, thank you.